Wiping the Slate, written by Lyra, read by Smirking Cat. This is a Harry Potter fanfic with the pairing of Severus Snape and Remus Lupin, and the rating is NC-17. Summary: Severus gets what's coming to him. Warnings for bondage, spanking, slightly dubcon, and rough anal sex. Our first notes. Our Remus Severus live. Unbated little thing for Severus Snape's birthday. Reader's notes. Happy belated birthday. I wish you all the best and lots of fun in your life. I also hope that you will like what I did to this fic. So best wishes, have a great day, and please enjoy. Wiping the slate. That's for every Muggleborn you've ever insulted. Severus' face was buried in the duvet, determined to suffocate his own cries. He must not give him the satisfaction. He felt exposed and utterly vulnerable, his wrists tied to his ankles as he knelt on the bed, arse in the air, shoulders pulled back uncomfortably. As hands moved over his red and stinging arse, he turned his head to the side, sucking in desperate breaths until the hands moved away. He prepared for the next blow. That's for every student who has fallen victim to your impossibly high standards. It was lower that time, where his buttocks met his tights. It stung magnificently, but the effect on his cock was unmistakable. A dark chuckle came from behind him. Well, well, it seems my plan is flawed. A hand between his legs took hold of Severus' cock, giving a few loose strokes before squeezing just a little too hard. I think you're enjoying your punishment a little too much, Snape. Maybe it's time for a different approach. There was a slightly worrying, mischievous tone to his voice. Excited heat ran through Severus, pooling in his groin. Rough fingertips dug into his sore flesh, spreading his cheeks. Without warning, two looped fingers breached him. Severus gritted his teeth as they scissored inside him, unable to stop a reluctant groan when they glanced across his prostate. That's for every time you made Harry pay for his father's idiocy. Severus spit back a moan as the fingers slipped from him. His knees and shoulders were aching. His backside burned, but all he wanted was to feel the werewolf's cock inside him. He shuddered with anticipation as he felt a blunt pressure against his hole. It surprised him when a hot body pressed against his back, fingers gently sweeping his hair behind his ear. He felt hot breath painting heavily against his neck. This, he whispered, pushing his hips forward, increasing the pressure enough to stretch the tight ring of muscles without sinking all the way in. This is for me, for all the shit you've given me because of what I am, for every time you look down your nose at me, at my worn clothes. You deserve this, Snivellius. You don't fight me because you know that you deserve everything that's coming for you. With that, he straightened up and slammed all the way into Severus. Severus let out a cry, pleasure confused with pain as hands kneeled his red cheeks, cocks splitting him open before he had time to adjust, stroking against his prostate with every thrust. This is what he had wanted, to feel helpless, used, dirty, torn apart and put back together, all for Remus' pleasure. Fuck, Severus. Remus groaned quietly, fucking him at a furious pace, hands now gripping his hips tightly. I can't keep this up much longer. Do, Severus managed to choke out, please. A hand left his hip and tangled in his hair, pulling back harshly. Remus didn't let up the pace as he leaned forward to whisper in Severus' ear once more. Is this what you want, Snape? To get what you deserve? To have a filthy werewolf using you, fucking your tight arse with my thick werewolf cock, making you moan for me, making you come for me? He changed the angle, pounding into Severus' prostate. Severus' world went white, awareness reduced to his oversensitized arse. Remus' cock pulsing inside him, and his own orgasm wrecking his body. When his cock stilted, tremor still running through his limbs, he became aware of Remus' body held gently against his own. His tender backside was carefully avoided, and gentle hands untied the ropes binding him. Strong arms helped him move slowly as he gingerly tested the muscles in his shoulders and knees. The more he moved, the more they ached. It was so worth it. Remus cast a quick cleaning spell before helping him to stretch out on his front. He rubbed salve gently and tentatively into every affected area of Severus' fiery bum. When the sting had all but dissipated, Remus turned his attention to Severus' ankles, then knees, wrists, and finally shoulders. Feeling relaxed, spent, and boneless, Severus let Remus pull him tightly against his chest. He leaned gratefully into the warm skin, running his fingers appreciatively over the familiar, scarred stomach. How did I do? Severus couldn't help but smirk at the obvious insecurity in his partner's voice. Your acting skills are exemplary as ever, I can assure you. Remus gave a small chuckle. Well, you know, I wasn't exactly comfortable with this one. Although they hadn't discussed Remus' reluctance in detail, Severus had a good idea what had bothered him. Likely it was the same thing that had spurred Severus to ask for it. This scenario came a little too close to the truth. They had needed it. They had needed to overcome it, or their relationship wasn't going to go anywhere. Severus was tired of feeling held back by his past mistakes. It was a new year, and time for a fresh start. I know, and I am grateful. Anything for you? A hand on his chin tilted Severus' head up, and Remus' perfect lips captured his in a soft kiss. Happy birthday, love. Finn.